So, meditation in daily life isn't different from meditation in the meditation hall. And in fact, our training in the meditation hall will be very helpful, and we can take it with us in our daily activities. And it doesn't really matter what kind of activities. It may be your work, it may be just walking in the street or being in a shop. And so the basics always is that you are aware and you are aware of your body resting on the ground. And you so you stand and you feel your weight on the ground. So that means you're not kind of focusing on there and running to be on time. So you're just where you are. And you take a next step and you take a next step. When you do a ceremony in the meditation hall, you walk slowly and you are aware of what you carry, of what your next action needs to be, if it is placing a cup or turning a page or taking a next step and seeing where you are in relation to the others. And there is no rush. There is simply a being present where you are with what you do. And so what you do is not the purpose, but you do it because it's the next thing. And so when you are crossing the road, the next thing is to just stand still and watch the traffic before you cross the roads. And you don't need to rush because nobody needs to run right in front of a car that's coming. So you wait. So you have time. You are in meditation. There is time. You have time. You are time. So your movements, although sometimes may be quickly, because you know the water can be coming down, you need to carry a bucket. Yes, then you go a bit quick. But then when the action is over, you can return to being aware. To be aware of where you stand and where you walk, and be aware of your environment. Now, this is not quite the same as mindfulness. And mindfulness is just being very concentrated on putting a spoon next to your bowl and taking a cup and taking a sip. It's not quite that focused, and you're not going to need to slow your life down, but you can simply be aware where you are and go quietly about your work or your walk, and aware of your body and of the road, of the trees, and the houses, and the other people around. And so you listen, and you have a body that receives vibrations. So you listen to what is there. And when action is required, you can act. But don't make action happen. Like, oh, I need to make that happen. And so let's get it over with. Just do it. Just do it in its own time. And if you approach your daily life, and you can maybe not do that all the time, but you can do it a lot of the time. If you approach it as a ceremony, as the ceremony of daily life. And ceremony is a meditative activity. It is grounded. It is aware. It is respectful. And it is acknowledging. And gentle. And so, no throwing things about. And you will notice when the emotions are stirred, when there is impatience, or when there is anxiety. And just see that coming up and be aware of that. Oh, there is anxiety, but you don't need to chase it and you don't need to hold on to it. You just do the next thing. And that is what I found so helpful last week, because there was a lot of unrest when the water is dripping down in your house and you don't know where it comes from. And the dog is wondering what is happening, all these drips and these buckets and these cloths on the floor. One needs to simply see it for what it is and not make it worse and not think worse. Oh, it could become this bad. Or also not just bagatellizing it as if it is nothing, but just taking care of the drips and making sure at night that the bucket doesn't flow over, so it's big enough, and so that then the next day maybe there is somebody who can help. And so doing that in quiet, without excitement, that is what I found so helpful. And then, yes, there fortunately are people who are knowledgeable about the movements of water and where it may come from and what it does. And so they can diagnose the source of all this unusual streaming in your on your stairs. And that's great. So I'm very grateful there are plumbers who can then help stop it. And then you can have a, when it's all done, and we're all happy, and have a cup of coffee together and acknowledge, that it is a worthwhile, such a worthwhile thing, what somebody can contribute to others. And so we cannot live on the moon. We are with others. And it is useful for others if they their worth is acknowledged and the person is appreciated. And that your gratitude is conveyed. And so I was very grateful that I had, over the years, I've been practicing working meditation, walking meditation, and was able to share it with others. And so, when anything happens in your house or on the streets, first of all, be grounded, be aware, and breathe. And yes, there may be panic, and then just see the panic and return to being here or by running away if that is needed. So do what is needed, but don't add to it and don't push it away. And be grateful if you can to that we are alive and sharing in this mystery. Thank you.